Tony. Welcome to our studio and Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
And what are the Inuit community garment work plans for this new year?
Can tell you that our plans include trying to finish final phase of the Trousers Lake Reservoir. Quite a bit of work to do there yet, including a pump house and holding tank on top of the hill and some other adjustments that have to be done around town. As well, we have budget for some new lots, maybe at least 10 and 15 new lots up in the new subdivision. Of course, we are still trying to find a way to come up with enough financial resource to make a start on our new multi-purpose center. We're really hurting right now for space, especially for the youth, since the community hall closed. And we really would like to be in a position to at least get a start on the new multi-purpose building this summer.
Is there more work required in the Husky Center before any programs are held, for example, after-school program?
Our after-school program section of the Husky Center has been closed because we, with new regulations and that, we need to have a new fire exit or another exit installed into the upstairs. So, again, we're going to have to look for funding to try to find a way to include that. Right now, our afternoon program is still continuing. We're doing it at the council chambers. It's not the best spot in the world, but at least the program can continue. We are looking for a resource now to try to build a new building that would be for the after-school program. We have some funding in place. It's not enough for a new building, but we hope to be in a position to at least do the repairs on the Husky Center so that after-school program can continue there in the future.
And with the community hall that has been condemned since spring of last year, were there any interest from anyone on buying the land?
Yes, in fact, we have pretty much finalized the deal with New North Sea Oud Group of Companies. We've received some money from them. They purchased the building and the land. I think it mentioned earlier that the building itself will need to be torn down. It does contain asbestos, which is why that we gave up on it, because it seemed to us that it would be easier or cheaper to build a new building than to repair that one. That's what we're doing now. We have some funding from North Sea Group of Companies from the purchase of that building. We try to find more money build a new, some sort of building similar to the community hall as it was.
So is the hall being demolished or?
Well, that will be up to North Sea Group of Companies. They haven't taken over ownership yet because we have some materials stored in there. Come this summer, we hope to finalize that transaction with them, and it'll be up to them what they do. But my understanding is that they plan on demolishing that building, yes.
And with all the power outages that occurred here in our town through Christmas, what would you like to say to your people?
Well, the only thing I can say is that the town has received assurances from Hydro that there will be a new generator or a rebuilt generator here sometime between mid and late February. Until then, given assurance that we have sufficient capacity to provide power to the town. I guess our concern is that they're running now. If there is a breakdown, as there was on the weekend, then we're in trouble. And we were, I guess, on the weekend. Some parts of town didn't get any power for 8 hours. We're asking Hydro to, as soon as possible, to get that second generator or third generator to Nain so that at least we can have assurance that there will be no interruptions in our power. It is a huge concern for us, especially this year when there is, at this point in time, very little snow. We are already experiencing some freeze-ups in homes, and our concern, even greater concern, is that with no snow and the movement in the ground, that we could end up having more breaks with the main system. We need assurance that we will have power and electricity to make sure that we can deal with those kind of problems.
Can you tell us about what happened to the water break across the brook? When did this happen?
It happened on Thursday night or early Friday morning. It is a big break, again, due to having no snow, and that is an area where there is a lot of movement in the ground. It's not a main, but it is a 6-inch line that has broken. Our workers are trying to deal with it. They're having some problems getting down and finding where that break is. As late as 20 minutes ago, I did get some assurance that they are making good progress, and hopefully within the next day or so, we'll have that situation under control.
And moving on to the wood, were all the wood delivered to seniors in town, like for people who are 65 and older?
We did give out some wood before Christmas. Most of it, in fact, has been distributed. I did make several calls twice on the radio for volunteers. And I must say that the only people that we ever did get to volunteer some time was Rex Howell came with his truck and helped out for a day. A big thank you to Richard Pomock and his workers. And Richard donated for an afternoon two pieces of equipment and two of his workers. That's how we got that done. We didn't get very good response to volunteers, which is how we wanted to distribute the wood. Of course, right now, council workers are so busy with the water problems that we haven't had any time to distribute the few sticks of wood that are left. We hope to have some community enhancement program workers as soon as we receive some more money from the province, and at that time we'll distribute the rest of that firewood to the seniors.
So how is the enhancement program going?
The way that the province, I guess, is in a little bit of not as good financial position as it was a year ago, so the community enhancement money that we got this year is not nearly as much as we received in the two previous years. It went well. We started for the first time to get an instructor to provide instruction how to build flats, rowboats. That went very well. As I said, we had fewer workers, so, and we still have a fair number of people who are need to a substantial amount of hours before they could qualify for EI. We are expecting in the next week or so a little bit more money, so hopefully we'll get a couple more people working and get some community work done and would allow them to get qualify for their EI.
And is there anything else you'd like to add, Tony?
Only that I hope that soon we get some snow, so we get some insulation on top of the ground. Right now it looks like if this continues without snow that we're going to have some problems with our water. I hope that goes well. And as well, I guess another big thing is that I hope that Newfoundland Labrador Hydro comes through with their assurance that we're going to have power and they're going to bring in that another generator to ensure that we don't have to worry about those kind of outages like we experienced on the weekend.
And thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.